Welcome to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. Today's topic, Peter Schiff says Bitcoin could go past 100,000. That's correct. Peter Schiff has changed his mind on his price target for Bitcoin. Now, this article by Kevin Helms, titled Peter Schiff admits Bitcoin could reach 100,000 after BTC price soars past his expectations. Goldbug, Peter Schiff has reached his Bitcoin prediction after the price of the cryptocurrency exceeded his expectations, reaching an all-time high above the $50,000 level. He now says, I must admit that a move up to 100,000 can't be ruled out. Nonetheless, the long-term Bitcoin skeptic warns that the price can also drop to zero and one should buy gold instead. Peter Schiff now predicts the coin can reach 100,000. Europacific CEO and host of the Schiff radio show, Peter Schiff, was mocked by the Bitcoin community on Tuesday after the price of Bitcoin crossed the 50,000 mark. And of course, if you've been watching or listening to our podcast, you know that in Nigeria, Bitcoin is actually trading at a premium in the $70,000+ range. That's correct. In Nigeria, Bitcoin is trading at a 36% premium or $70,000 to $71,000 range. So $100,000 to a lot of folks might not seem that far off. He goes on and says, a Goldbug thought leader had predicted and emphasized repeatedly that Bitcoin's price would never reach that level. Now, whether you believe in Bitcoin or not, you have to think about the old adage, never say never. After he was proven wrong on Tuesday, Schiff revised his stance, tweeting, now that Bitcoin is at 50,000, I must admit a move up to 100,000 can't be ruled out. Nonetheless, he warned, a move down to zero can't be ruled out either. While a temporary move to 100,000 is possible, a permanent move down to zero is inevitable. Schiff proceeded to recommend, if you don't want to gamble, buy gold. The quintessential Bitcoin skeptic elaborated, a financial asset is in a bubble when its price has no relationship to its underlying present value or a reasonable expectation of its future value. An investor conviction in price appreciation is high and fear of loss is low. At $50,000, Bitcoin is the biggest bubble of them all. Now, I won't make a comment on this in particular because this show is not about financial advice, but I would say if you want a counterbalanced position to that, you could check into Max and Stacy Kaiser's show. Schiff had been saying since 2019 that the price of Bitcoin would never reach $50,000. However, he insisted on Tuesday that he was not wrong about his prediction, claiming that he only said that it was highly unlikely. He tweeted explaining, I never said it was impossible. Sometimes things that are unlikely to happen, happen. However, many users on Twitter accused Schiff of lying, reposting his 2019 tweet as evidence that he did say Bitcoin's price would never get up to 50,000. From the guy who had a $50,000 price tag on a Bitcoin for the year of, in 2018, my gold forecast came a lot closer than your Bitcoin forecast. Plus, at least gold will eventually hit 5,000. Bitcoin will never hit 50,000, Schiff wrote on August 21st, 2019. His son, Spencer Schiff, chimed in and commented on his dad's 2019 tweet. Yeah, you'd have to be nuts to think Bitcoin will ever hit 50,000. Spencer then presumed that Peter Schiff's next tweet would tweet about Bitcoin's price might be future tweet. Now about that Bitcoin has hit 500,000, I must admit that a move up to a million can't be ruled out. However, the $50,000 Bitcoin price has long been the subject of debate between Schiff and Max Kaiser, a popular television personality and Bitcoin proponent. Kaiser has publicly said many times that Bitcoin's price hitting 50,000 will trigger Peter Schiff to panic buy the cryptocurrency. Peter Schiff has so far rejected the notion. And I would highly recommend tuning into Max Kaiser. He's really a smart guy and a very entertaining fellow. He talks a lot about Bitcoin, and he's been promoting Bitcoin for years and years and years. My goodness, if I'd have bought Bitcoin and Max recommended it 10 years ago, I'd certainly be better off than I am today. This is kind of a milestone here. Like I said, Peter Schiff now readjusting his potential top out of Bitcoin from $50,000 to $100,000. That's the news for now. Cryptocurrency news, where you get the news and not financial advice.